The Sioux Eagles had a trio of one-goal leads and eventually pulled out a narrow 3-2 victory over the Powassan Voodoos Saturday night in a Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League contest at Puller Stadium. The Eagles carried the majority of play in the opening 20 minutes, carry a big edge in the shots on goal department. However, the session did not produce a tally as the clubs went to their respective dressing rooms and the first intermission, still knotted at 0-0. In the second stanza, Sault Ste. Marie broke the goose egg with a man advantage marker off the stick of Lucas Cofield, 3 minutes in, as he ripped a rising shot past Voodoo's netminder Tyson Wilcox, from a tight angle. Powassan countered quickly to tie it with Anthony Boys stuffing in a cross-crease feed into the open corner in eluding Sioux starter Mason Burks. Heading to the third, the Eagles went back in front after Drew Delis knocked in a loose puck that a sprawling Wilcox could not quite control. Coming back again, Dawson Coleman drew the visitors' level once more as he took a drop pass from Justin Rousseau and got enough of an attempt to squeak through the pads of Burke with a wrist shot from the left circle. Retaking the lead for good at 9:02, the Eagles' Andon Marceau notched his 10th tally of the season with a mid-air deflection off a point shot from Liam Watson. Powassan got their goalkeeper out for another skater with a minute and a half remaining in regulation in a push to knot the affair once more, but the Sioux held firm defensively to secure the home ice triumph. Tyson Wilcox was solid in goal for the Voodoos, making 37 saves in the loss and was named the game's third star. The Voodoos, who fell 8-2 on Friday night in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario against the Thunderbirds, dropped their second straight Saturday night. The Voodoos will be looking for a win Sunday afternoon in Blind River as they take on the Beavers. Puck drop is 1 p.m.